listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a time when there was death in the pot. You'll see what I mean. I'm going to read to you 2 Kings chapter 4, beginning at verse 39, where we read, "So one went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine and gathered from it a handful of wild gourds and came and sliced them into the pot of stew, even though they did not know what they were. Then they served it to the men to eat. Now it happened as they were eating of the stew that they cried out and said, 'Man of God, there is death in the pot,' and they could not eat it. Then he said, 'Then bring some flour,' and he put it into the pot, and he said, 'Serve it to the people that they may eat.' And there was nothing harmful in the pot." Like his mentor Elijah, the life of Elisha was filled with miracles. This was one of the more unusual wonders God worked through the prophet. In this case, a time of famine, described in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 38, an unnamed man found a wild vine and brought it back to a group of young prophets. They sliced up the gourd that came from the vine and threw it into a pot of stew. The vine or the gourd was probably something known in that area as a wild cucumber. It can be bitter to the taste, and it can cause severe digestive problems if enough of it's eaten, sometimes leading to death. Under God's guidance, Elisha put some good flour into the pot of stew, and something wonderful happened. What was once so bad that it brought death was now made good. We aren't exactly told, but it seems that they enjoyed the rest of the stew. Now, let's take two applications from this. First, we often do what the unnamed young prophet did. We sometimes go out into the world for things that we think will help and satisfy us, and instead they bring us death. If you belong to God, you will never again find the same satisfaction or nourishment in the things of the world. You really can't go back to a life where the most important things are entertainment or pleasure or comfort or fame or wealth. These things in the stew of our life will eventually leave us shouting, "There's death in the pot." Second, notice what Elijah did. Instead of trying to get all the poisonous stuff out of the stew, instead, Elisha added something good, flour, the stuff you use to make bread. When wholesome food came into the pot, it changed everything. Surely there is a time to try and remove poisonous doctrines among believers. But more often, the proper course is to add as much of the good spiritual food as possible. Jesus is the bread of life. That's what he himself said in John chapter 6, verse 35. So put the focus on Jesus and his life-giving word, and watch how God gets the death out of the once poisoned stew. You can enjoy Jesus as the bread of life today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.